This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz and it's great to share morning devotions with you. Sandra McGracken, she's a Nashville folk singer-songwriter who's written a number of really good Christian songs, and one of them is called Age After Age. And in this song, she tells the awful story of two young boys in Missouri who spent their summer playing by some sandbag levees that had held back some of the flooding that had happened. And I'm talking about the Mississippi River. In the previous 10 years, there'd been a lot of flooding. Well, tragically, one day, these two boys found themselves in some quicksand. There'd been a breach in the levee. Horrible thing, tragedy. And the rescue workers found them, came to them, only to find the younger boy standing in the sand. "Well, where's your brother?" he was asked. "I'm standing on his shoulders," answered the young boy. And what had happened was that the older brother, had sacrificed his life to save his young brother. Terrible, a true story. But it indicated to me a noble act of self-sacrifice. The older brother had literally given his life so that the younger brother could be saved. If you look up the definition of this word sacrifice in the dictionary, it says something like a voluntary giving up of something that's valued, a relinquishment, an offering. And of course, it's very painful and costly. We might sacrifice our health, our home, even our livelihood for the sake of others. But we'll only do this when our sacrifice is understood to benefit those that we love. For example, parents, they'll often make sacrifices to help their kids. Our students will make sacrifices so they can pass the exam, get good grades. Workers will make sacrifices for their family. Employers will make sacrifices. Athletes, yes, they'll really knuckle down to do their best in the sport and win accolades for their country. And there are many, many other opportunities. And I remember back in November 2010, the true story of Alan Dundas. He was age 49. He was surfing in a place called Agnes Water, which is north of Bundaberg in Queensland, and he plunged into the surf one day to rescue his nephew named Morgan. And Morgan had been dragged to something like 40 metres from shore. And so he and his brother actually went in to find the boy. They held him until he could be rescued, but the rip proved too powerful for Alan and he drowned. Now, they're the sort of stories we see them on the news, and we admire people like Alan who gave his life for another person. It's astounding because we live in a culture that says, me first, you know, what I do is more important. Soldiers, for example, make sacrifices for the protection of their country. A true story not that long ago of Private First Class Ross McGinnis. He was on a mission in Baghdad to find a generator with some other soldiers. He was an American Army specialist. But you know, this young man saved the lives of at least four of his fellow soldiers. There was a grenade, and he smothered this grenade that was thrown into the vehicle. He died, and the act of bravery, of course, saved the lives of four and probably more of men who were in the vehicle. That was in December 4th, 2006. And one of his comrades said, because we were his brothers, he loved us. He was awarded the Medal of Honor after his death. Now, these sort of things, whilst we admire them, they're not really that common. People don't typically sacrifice their lives for others, even for their loved ones. But it's very uncommon for someone to sacrifice his or her life for a friend. It does happen, of course. But do you know, with Jesus, nearly, 2,000 years ago, we read that the Apostle Paul in the Bible describes it like this: while we were weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus made that ultimate sacrifice. He died. Why did he? He did it for us. For God, the Bible says, loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, for this noble act of sacrifice. You died for me. Thank you. Amen.